It's time to fire it up in the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here, just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Supposed to be a beautiful weekend. I hope your plans include getting out in the backyard and creating a little smoke where you are. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, buddy. And Mr. Conrad, thanks for producing us again today.
Hey, good morning.
You show up every Saturday. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is. Well, you pay me. That helps, too.
Oh, there's that. There's
there is that. Oh, so today's going to be nice to us.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's always nice.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We got to keep an eye on him, but he's nice.
Right.
Yeah, so it is the smokiest show on the airwaves. If you've never been to our website, shame on you. It's called thegrillinguys.com. And on there, you'll find tons of menus, I mean recipes. You'll find every show we've ever done in MP3 format. You can download. You can have it sent to your phone every week. As a matter of fact, on the top right side there is a headset. Looks like some old-fashioned earmuffs like we wear here in the studio. And if you put those on, no, if you just punch in to your podcast app, The Grilling Guys, you'll see if we carry it or not. If you're on Apple, we definitely on the Apple podcast app and other ones. We're not on Spotify because we're just not big bucks guys, but we're getting there.
Yeah, man. Speaking of getting there, this week was deck cleaning week. And I do it every year, but this year this would have been the third summer on the stain that is on the wood, so it was time to pull it off and to redo it. And
there's a lesson here. Did you hear what he just said?
What's that?
There's one reason you never stain womanized wood.
Right, yeah. So I bought some remover, and you put it on there with a roller, and it sits for half hour. And then you run the power washer over top of it. And I got one of those little round drums that goes on into your power washer that spins. That thing was kicking out chocolate milk. It was the weirdest thing after I let that work and you run that power washer over the top. It was like creamy brown that came off there. And so it was dissolving the stain.
We've got kids in diapers in our house. I think I can relate to
that. Yeah, exactly. So at the end of the day, it was a 2-day project.
My God, that's not even a big deck.
I understand, but I just put like 2 hours in it each time.
Oh,
so I didn't do the whole day. But I will tell you
it's
what
like
it
a
all
government did. Job,
yeah,
Conrad.
So because I know my son isn't listening, I can also tell you that last after the show on last Saturday, I'd worked Friday all day Saturday and 2/3 of the day Sunday. We tore off a 16x20 deck and put back in a 24x20 deck on the back of his house in 2.5 days. And that, my friend, put Jop on his back for a day. My lower back was just screaming at me after we put that deck on.
The old deck, was it nailed down?
It was.
Yeah, of course.
Right. And those the new one screwed down.
Those doggone twisted nails.
Oh, man.
They really hold.
Yeah, they do. We had this tool, though, that you ran under the support board, and it had a long handle on it, and you just pry them up, and it was made specifically for removing deck with nails. I'd never seen one before.
Like a giant crowbar.
Yeah, but it had two fingers. It went on either side of the support joist, and it used the support joist for the leverage, and you just pulled back, and it popped it up. You still had to pull a bunch of nails. Because
marvels of men.
Yeah, but it pulls the nails through the wood. It doesn't pull them up. So we had to pull a gazillion nails,
that
too.
That could be like a man law thing.
Yeah.
We don't do man law anymore.
I know.
I kind of miss that. Men.
But anyway, a lot of work. Turned out good. He had a few buddies come over and help, so it wasn't all us. But there was the moral of the story, because I know he's not listening, is that you need a plan and you need a parts list before you go to the hardware for the third time.
Oh.
Right? And
waste the day.
Yeah. And
you needed the break anyway. You shouldn't be whining. You got a chance to sit in the car.
Right. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it slowed things down a little bit. So anyway, I won't go any further.
Far be it from you to be a critic.
No, I was part of it, but anyway, no. So it was just a long weekend last weekend doing that. You know, I had that deck washing project looming over me, and I didn't touch it till the middle of the week.
So, wow,
that's why I only did 2 or 3 hours every night.
Okay,
yeah.
So there is an end to this story.
It's done. It's done. But I just think others can relate because it's that time of year. You're looking at that deck, and it's like, I got to open the pool and all this other crap. Like,
you know, our president does the weave. You're kind of doing the weave right now.
Yeah, man.
You're weaving. Anything else you want to weave into this?
Anything that I can compare to him, I think he's doing a great job. So I'm good, Bob, with the comparison, brother.
Don't get us kicked off any stations now.
I don't care. Careful. That's why we're on Jethro, Bob, because we can say what we want to say as long as we're not cussing. Right?
Yeah. Well, we're also on WJIM in Lansing. Thank you for listening in Lansing. And the BRN stations, Big Rapids, the three towers up there kicking us out every Saturday. We like that, being around all those
barn.
Big Rapids people, Ferris people, Ferrisites.
Ferrisites. Yeah, I'm one of those. Yeah, right. So anyway, what do you want to talk about today besides my life?
I was just going to complain about the work I had to do. I, of course, picked up another cow, and which means – you got to get your portion of it into the freezer. So once a year, I clean my freezer out and thaw it because it's an old school.
Right, yep.
This thing was given to me by my father-in-law. I'm saying 30 years ago. I don't know. But it was probably 40 or 50 years old when he gave it to me.
Right.
Which meant I had to get it out of his basement in Dearborn.
Yep, yep. I got one from a house like that, too. I didn't know who it was. I just bought it online, but... from a guy. I went to his house.
Are you
going to
weave again?
No.
This is my story now.
Go for it.
So anyway, you bring home a cow and you got to fit it in the freezer, but you got to thaw that thing because it's old school.
Yeah.
And so that was
but they're much better.
Yeah, that was my day Thursday. Doing a lot of gardening. I decided to put a raised bed garden on my back deck. You know how long that stinking thing is?
No, your deck.
I've got that end that is never used. And I talked my bride into letting me build a little 2-foot by 16-foot raised bed there so I can put all my lettuce and all the stuff that doesn't fit in the other garden.
Well, it keeps the rabbits out of it, maybe.
And that.
Yeah.
The groundhogs are a bigger problem, but I think I've got all those things dead.
Yeah.
But, I also am really not great at gardening. So if it's right there, maybe I'll weed it more often.
Well, I mean, I get it. It's a chore. You had a nice little garden last year. You produced a bunch of stuff out of there.
And it's going to be all tomatoes and cucumbers this year.
Is that what it is?
And then the stuff I really want to pick every day and do all that stuff like lettuce and bush beans and stuff like that will be in there in the little one. And maybe the grandkids can weed it.
Yeah, right. Well, it won't get as many weeds if it's a raised bed.
Well, they're going to be with us till August. They did buy a house. It's a beautiful 2-story house between us and Battle Creek somewhere. And dude, you should see this place. It's on 6 acres, and the backyard is a lake.
Nice.
That is a dying lake, but it's now a USDA preserve.
Oh.
So it's a wetlands preserve. And you should see the deer trails going into this thing right through his property.
Yeah, there you go.
I already picked some trees for him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I love scouting for deer this time of year, and he's going to be in. I told him he bought a house with a honey hole.
Yeah, right.
Or a honey hole with a house.
Right. Yep.
But that's what I'm doing is gardening. Ran into a cool silver bug the other day. And
what's that mean?
I hope to have him on the show in the next week or two because, you know, precious metals right now, you should keep your eye. I don't know what you're spending your money on. I know you just bought a house, but other than spending if you want to dump a little money from that you were thinking of putting in the stock market or the casino, you might look at some precious metals. So we're going to try and help people out in the next week or two to educate them a little bit on how to preserve their grilling money.
Yeah. Coming up next, it's Mother's Day right around the corner here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the things that you might do for mom that's special on your grill or smoker, and we're going to try to give you some good ideas on what's worked for us. So
yeah.
You're listening to Grilling Guys, Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.